Kathy, Dave, and Fev.
If you know someone who needs a helping hand, tell us, fox.com.au. Fifi, Dave, and Fev are going to spread the love across Melbourne. Fifi, Dave, and Fev's Fox to the Rescue.
There'll be plenty more of these. Fox.com.au is where you register. And here is our first.
Alex got in contact with us in secret about her mum, Marnie.
Well, my mum's a single mum. She's been raising me and my brother for pretty much our whole lives on her own. No help whatsoever, you know.
Marnie's only dream in life is to travel and see the world outside of Australia. But working part-time and bringing up two kids, she hasn't been able to save the money to follow her dream.
You know, she deserves the world and I unfortunately can't give it to her.
Devastatingly, Marnie's been diagnosed with an extremely rare eye condition.
Your mum, Marnie, she's so young. She's only 38 years old.
Yeah.
She's been diagnosed with this rare condition. Gradually, she'll go blind.
She's just a couple of years ago, she was diagnosed with a thing called retinitis pigmentosa. And it is a rare eye condition, so she's losing all peripheral vision slowly. So soon enough, she will have just tunnel vision. There's no cure for it.
You've also said that she's never left Australia. She's never travelled, been out of the country.
Never. Never. She's never left Australia. And it's the one thing that she wants to do before she is eventually blind and can't do it.
Ripping my heart was so easy, so easy.
And what would that mean to you and your mum and your brother if that was to happen?
It would mean the absolute world. She deserves everything, and I just want to see her happy, and I just want to see her go overseas and go travel and do everything she wants before it's too late.
Well, Alex, when we heard your story and your mum's story, Marnie, we thought, yes, we're coming to the rescue, Alex. So how do you think Marnie would feel if we gave you the opportunity to go on a holiday overseas to the States?
I'm going to cry.
You get to go overseas with your mum and have the trip of a lifetime.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh.
I think it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, Alex, keep a lid on it, because the next step is surprising your mum, Marnie, yes. Okay?
Yes.
We told Alex to bring her mum, Marnie, into Fox FM, but to pretend she just won some regular tickets in a competition.
I'm Caitlin.
Nice to meet you. I'm Alex.
Alex.
Our producer was waiting at reception to give them a fake tour of the station.
We thought we'd give you like a little show around the station. Come on in.
Thank you.
Just go left first. I'll show you down the back.
Marnie had no idea that when she got up to the studio, she'd be asked to sit down with us at the microphone so we could tell her the great news.
Morning, guys.
G'day.
Hi. This is Alex.
G'day.
Alex.
How
are
you
and
going?
This is her mum,
Hello.
Marnie.
Hello.
Hello.
And Poppy.
Oh, Alex, sit down.
Sit down.
This is what it feels like.
Yeah, so you know what it's like to be in the driver's seat.
Now, oh, this is good. We should actually, let's practice and do a bit of radio.
Yeah.
Now, Alex, you told your mum you were here to pick up some tickets.
Yes, I did. No, movie tickets.
Tell me anything.
Well, Marnie, that is not the case. You are here because Alex has brought you here for something.
Oh, what? What have you done?
Marnie, your beautiful daughter, who loves you so much...
No, I'm going to cry.
...reached out to the show and told us that you're going through a bad patch at the moment, and that you have been diagnosed with a rare eye condition. When were you diagnosed with this condition?
I was diagnosed almost 2 years ago.
Mm.
It's been hard, but I just have to accept it.
Mm.
And I've got good kids, so, and I've got support of my parents as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so.
We know that one of the things that you want to do before you lose your sight and your sight is inhibited, you've never left Australia. You've never gone overseas. And we would love to send you overseas with your daughter, Alex, and see the world before your vision's impacted.
Thank you.
Surprise.
I'm speechless. I had no idea. Thank you to everybody.
Surprise.
So you can see the world.
This is just insane.
Thank you for sharing this moment with us here, Marnie, and have the trip of a life. Go and see
thank
the world.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. I really do.
Fifi, Dave, and Fev.
Guys, and I feel like an idiot for bringing it up because it's probably more famous than this show, that we have two performers here propping up Sunday night. I mean, we've got Boxed In, Fiona, your...
Thank you, Dave, my national show where I interview renowned international and local celebrities.
Mm. And let's not forget Hit AU.
Hashtag Hit AU.
It's on after a few hours after Boxed In.
Well, it recently got demoted a couple of hours. It's a lot later than it used to be, but it is still an Australian music show that I host across the country, and thanks for mentioning it, Dave.
And I'm Hit at home out. Watching Sunday Night 60 Minutes for content for the show.
Yeah, we've all got stuff on. But also one of our co-workers, Osher. Osher has now got Love Songs and Dedications.
Great. He does too.
I mean, I feel like an idiot for playing because I know everyone in Melbourne would have heard it, but let's just revisit it now.
This is Osher's Love Line with Australia's new God of Love, Osher Ginsberg. Osher's Love
Line. Hello and welcome to Osher's Love Line. Time for some love song dedications from all across the country. Tonight we hear some great love stories. We have a fan that met the one at the airport. Settle in, cuddle up, especially if you are Brittany and Nick in Adelaide. This is for you two. It's Osher's Love Line right around Australia.
Yep. So... Now, a lot of people might assume, of course, Osher, host of The Bachelor, would be the first choice for this, but it wasn't.
What do you mean? Osher's who I would go to for love.
Yeah.
He brings people together.
Did you two not? Oh, were you already on Sunday nights? Of course you wouldn't have got
I
the
email. I wouldn't
have,
no, totally.
It was a big audition process.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah. And Fev, actually, he went for it.
Did you audition for Osher's job?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, and quite frankly, when you listen to this audition tape...
I'm not quite sure why I didn't get it.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gee, see Byron...
just maybe tipped my water
just
over.
Lost
it
so much you tipped your water
intense.
Over.
Intense. All right, should we have a listen?
Please, I'd love to hear this.
Oh, welcome to Fev's Love Songs and Dedications.
Fev's Love Line.
Hey-oh. Hi, I'm Brendan Favola, and welcome to Late Night Love Songs and Dedications. We're taking requests now on the hotline, and we've got Jacob on the line. Jacob, who would you like to make a request to?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Fev. I'm the Uber Eats guy. I'm just outside the studio. I've got your Thai food.
Yes!
Does that mean you're coming down? Hello? Hello? Oh,
thanks, mate. Yeah, really appreciate it. Oh, I love Thai pad.
No drama.
Yum.
See ya.
Oh, well, I got to eat this, so I guess here's Ed Sheeran, and this goes out to Alex. Hun, I'm sorry for spending all that money at the Gold Coast Cast on the weekend.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
It's a great show. That's the one that got away.
I just reckon it's on par.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why I didn't get the job, and obviously calling Pad Thai Thai Pad.
Fifi, Dave, and Fev. Senses blocked. Sight. Hearing. Smell.
This is
oh my God.
Dropped in a situation to sink or swim. Fifi, Dave, and Fev's Blackout Challenge. The Fox.
You know the way these work? A member of the team has a blindfold put on them. They have the noise-cancelling headphones. They have no awareness of where they are, what they're about to deal with. Then they take the blindfold off and boom, they have to deal with it. It was Fev's turn. This blackout challenge, much closer to home. We often get into a van and go to some undisclosed location. This blackout challenge was actually, we sort of spun him around in circles, was right back here in the studio.
Some of these blackout challenges are finished, guys. What's happened here?
Nervous wait. Look, we've all been in this position where you're blindfolded and you don't know what lies ahead. And these delays, I mean, we're waiting for the cast here to arrive. They only make you more nervous.
I'm actually a bit nervous of Jackass myself, though. These guys could do anything in the studio.
Plan, of course. We're going to be joined by the guys in a minute. Preston Lacey, the larger of the crew. When Fev takes the blindfold off, Preston Lacey's bum will be in his face.
I don't understand why we're poking the bear. Like, Fev's a lovely dude, but he's also an elite professional sportsman from a contact sport.
I think he's going to, I think he is going to retaliate. He will, his instinctive, masculine caveman I think that will make him lash out.
You know what's funny right now? He's actually sniffing a Vicks inhaler. Mate, you don't want to clear your nose at this point.
Here they come.
Dave England, Chris Pontius, and of course, Wee Man.
Hello, 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 everybody.
Meet
how are you guys?
Come in.
Wee Man, how,
good,
are, you,
how are you?
Wee Man, what's up, man?
Preston,
I'm good, how are you?
To the show.
Hey, Preston.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Yeah, you're good.
Brendan Favola over yep. here currently cannot hear what we're saying. He obviously can't see us. What is about to happen is going to be very confronting for Fev.
He looks awful big. He ain't going to start punching, is he?
I take it he's a pro athlete.
He does have... I was an athlete, kind of chubby belly, I can tell. See, he does have that.
Preston's getting in place now.
Fev is sitting in the chair. Preston is standing on a milk crate and he's about to drop his pants and bend over. And Fev is going to be confronted when his blindfold comes off with Preston's behind.
I can smell apple.
From being on the plane, I've had a little chafing, so I put some powder on today. So that might come up.
He just said he could smell apples.
Silence on the set because Fev is about to have his blindfold taken off and his noise-cancelling headphones removed. What will greet him is not what he would expect. Remove Fev's headphones.
Ooh, here we go.
Now the blindfold.
Oh, my God! Did it work?
Dude, he pretty much fell out of his chair.
Bev has jolted back, I'm not kidding, about 15 metres from his original position. That was an extraordinary situation.
Hey, we have, Jackass, we always hug after a bit like that.
Well, I could smell apples.
You see Bev literally fall off a chair.
Oh, I just had a f***ing off face. Not what I expected. Obviously, I love Jackass, so I know the guys quite well because I watch a lot of their shows. Never thought I'd be part of one of their skits.
Smelling apples?
Yeah, dear, I thought it smelled apples.
I kind of want to have a sniff.
Thank you so much, guys, for coming. This is a real
We're
treat.
Not done with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Don't try and U-turn this thing.
Let's put a blindfold on, Phoebe.
That's the Phoebe's blackout challenge.
Oh, my God.
Obviously, we had them removed from the building at that point, but... How about that, Brendan?
Yeah, it was interesting, and I've got a big Shaminda Vass as well, but the one that was put in my face, that was very large. It looked like an elephant's bum. It was strange.
Very shape, wasn't it, Fee?
I was disappointed. I wasn't part of the Blackout Challenge. I was a witness. So why did I choose to sit on this side of you where I got to see you? I didn't think that through.
Yeah, I was very... It wasn't well.
No.
I've had nightmares since.
Yeah, that was not...
And it was just strange. It was like two bums in one.
Yeah, that was a
It sort of went out again where you'd least expect it.
Yeah, it was like an elephant's bum. Like
okay.
a trunk
okay.
in it.
Probably enough detail.
It was like if a bum ate a bum.
That's what he said. Okay. Weedman goes, he's got a bum like a bum ate a bum.
Fox.com.au.
Smell like apples, though.
Yeah, which was made it even weirder. There is a video, and I don't know, just be cautious. Don't necessarily go to fox.com.au, but the whole thing was captured on camera.
Well, when they witness it on our Fox page, just let us know how big you think the Shaminda is, because it's a big one.
Fox.com.au is where you go.